On May 29, 1988, President Ronald Reagan and his wife Nancy arrived in Moscow, the heart of the Soviet Union, the place the president had once called the Evil Empire. Soviet General Secretary Mikhail Gorbachev had visited the United States 6 months before. During his visit, the American people had showered Gorby with goodwill. They found him charming and were optimistic about the growing friendship between the world leaders. Now it was Reagan's turn to visit the Soviet Union. The president understood that this wasn't a ceremonial visit. There was hard work to be done. Even though Reagan and Gorbachev had a warm personal chemistry, they had different views of the world. In the final months of his presidency, Reagan intended to show people in the Soviet Union that the democratic principles he believed in were the only road to the future. It was a message he thought might be welcomed by the Soviet people, who were used to standing in long lines for low-quality products, living in poor housing, dealing with food shortages, struggling with outdated technology, and suffering oppression by a government who told them what to say, where to go, and what to believe. Whatever noble ideals might have existed in the minds and hearts of Karl Marx and Vladimir Lenin, the original architects of the communist political system, it was now clear that their idea didn't work. The communist system was corrupt and unworkable. It had come to represent famine, labor camps, religious persecution, and economic decline. Communism had crippled the Soviet Union and its satellite states. Gorbachev shared many of these concerns and wanted to modernize the system. He supported a program of reform called Perestroika, which was designed to end corruption and waste and shift the economy toward a market-based system. But progress was slow, and the government made it impossible to initiate more rapid and widespread changes. The Soviet citizens were growing restless. Instead of getting better, things were getting worse. By the time of Reagan's Moscow visit, Gorbachev's popularity at home was in decline, and he had many political enemies. He was desperate and looking for help from Reagan. Welcome to the Soviet Union. When the Reagans had landed at the Moscow airport earlier in the afternoon, they were greeted by Soviet dignitaries and a crowd of American embassy workers. As the Reagans sped toward the Kremlin in the armored Cadillac that had been flown from Washington for their use, citizens lined the roadways to watch and wave. When they neared the center of the city, the crowds became larger and people stood on high-rise balconies to watch. Two blimps pulling giant Soviet and U.S. flags circled overhead. Arriving at the Grand Kremlin Palace, the Reagans walked up a long staircase to the second floor before entering St. George Hall, a marble and chandeliered room the size of a football field, lined with 18 columns topped with statues featuring Russian military leaders. As they walked down the long red carpet, Mikhail and Raisa Gorbachev appeared at the opposite end, coming toward them. They met in the middle, an important symbol of compromise, and shook hands. Raisa presented Nancy with a bouquet of 24 pink roses. At the opening ceremony, Gorbachev gave the couple a warm welcome, and Reagan responded in kind. "Mr. President," Gorbachev said, "you and Mrs. Reagan are here on your first visit to the Soviet Union, a country which you have so often mentioned in your public statements. Aware of your interest in Russian proverbs, let me add another one to your collection. It is better to see once than to hear 100 times. When it was his turn to speak, Reagan said, "In the past, Mr. General Secretary, you've taken note of my liking for Russian proverbs. And so as not to disappoint anyone on this visit, I thought I would mention a literary saying from your past, another example of your people's succinct wisdom. Rodilsya ne toropilsya. It was born, it wasn't rushed." Reagan had practiced the Russian pronunciation on the plane. Gorbachev smiled, seeming to approve. It was a moment of mutual understanding.